How does the change maybe affect what you do?
You know, it's whenever you got a different person playing next to you, you just have to adjust, you know, get used to communication, you know. All those nonverbal things that, you know, you feel with the guys next to you, you know, we gotta get down, we gotta get our timing down together, and it's a comfort thing, and we have time right now, and we have a lot of practice coming up to get there. So
how much, you know, percentage wise is it on field versus off field to get kind of that rapport going?
I think 50-50. I think it's just as important, you know. In the meeting room, I'll have, you know, the guys close to me, so I say, you know, while coaching, we're going through something, you know, I'll whisper over, hey, when we see this, we got to do this. You know, it's as important out here as it is in there. You know, we just that relationship will grow. Yeah.
What are you seeing out of Lamar so far?
You know, Lamar's grown. He's grown a lot, and Coach Tice is pushing him. He's been pushing him hard since, you know, the first day, you know, I got here, and we were out on this field in phase two, so. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, he's got a lot of growing still to do. And the thing about Lamar is he's always open to growing. He'll always come down and sit next to me, John, what can I do better? What can I do this? So that's encouraging.
Is there anything you've seen out of Jake that made you believe the transition to left tackle was going to be
easy? I mean, look at his college career. You know, he bounced sides. And Jake's such a great, fluid athlete, you know, such a sharp kid. You know, he'll be fine.
Thanks.
Are you able to help him, Lamar? You know, it's a different position, yeah. But I mean, do you know enough to kind of guide him where he needs to?
Yeah, you know, I played, you know, a good amount of football now, and you know, I feel starting to feel comfortable in this offense. So it's not going to be some huge, you know, thing. We're going to have to get our communication now.
As much as you want to put an arm around him, what about the tough love part of it? A guy comes up to you, there is that balance of, I got you, but it's also.
Oh yeah, you know, that's just, you know, football in the NFL. That's the harsh part, and the beautiful thing about the NFL is, you know, there's nowhere to hide. You know, it's obvious. We watch. We're critical of everything we do. So, you know, I'll be in his ear. Like, we got to be better. You know, we can't let this happen. So,
as a player, how do you take, you know, Sam goes down, and in the fandom, there's widespread panic almost, or concern. What are you guys going to do? How do you handle that? How does the team handle that internally?
You know, we just every guy prepares like they're going to play. So when something happens, and you know during the course of the season something's going to happen to a guy, so all the guys got to be ready. So it's just, we just prepare all the time like you're going to play. So.